Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 266. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys on the show bringing you a bunch of apps. Hopefully we bring some apps you guys never heard of before. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get right into the action, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve from stevecherubino.com. How you doing?
Doing really good, man.
That's good.
And thanks for pumping my site.
That's fantastic. It's easy.
I just redid it.
There you go. See? It's karma. Yeah. I just have to let you know, I was awoken this morning to my two children singing to me, "If your dad doesn't have a beard, you have two moms, two beardless moms." Because I shaved last night. So I looked at my wife and said, 3 days. It's going to be back in 3 days.
They came up with that song on their own this morning.
No. It's a band. Oh. I believe it's called The Beards or The Australian Beards. And it's Australian guys rock, like as a 80s-ish style rock band.
So cheesy.
It's nice. Very cheesy. But my kids
and
love
you
it.
Played them that song, right?
Is
that
I
right?
I did until at like the 2.5 minute mark, they said they dropped a verbal bomb. And I, stopped it really quick, but it was too late.
That's awesome. Yeah. You look good, clean shaven.
Just like I said to my wife, don't get used to it.
Why would you shave your beard off right before Ohio Linux Fest? You were really going to stand out in the crowd.
Because I was scratching so much, I seriously thought I was going to start bleeding. But I have 2.5 weeks. That's plenty of time for me to rebuild.
We'll go in there strong, Eric. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. Eric, I got to say, what you've done with your site,
well, I was fantastic. Just going to ask, Dor, did you redo the Podnut site?
Yes.
Okay, then I redid my site.
What?
Oh, well, my redirect. If you redid the Podnut site recently, then I have just now rebuilt my site as well.
Eric's like a site parasite. He doesn't build anything on his own.
Yeah, but you should see those residuals coming off of all the clicks going, I'm getting paid, man. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. We should throw in the plug for podnuts.com/Amazon here. If anybody does use Amazon, go to podnuts.com/Amazon instead of going straight to Amazon, and you will help the site here make money. Also, I want to mention before we start, we have about a week left before we give away an LG G Watch. This is no kidding, guys. This is a total giveaway. The odds are still good. You have about 300 to 1, roughly. If you just go to podnuts.com/AAA club and sign up for the club with name and email address, you're entered in the contest, and you also get a bunch of other cool perks. So head on over there, get registered, and have a chance to win.
See, I would have said something like 60,000 out of a million chance. Yeah. See, it just sounds better.
It does. But not as good of the odds, though.
Maybe not as accurate.
Hey, well, we said back on episode 1, we're not going to be the most accurate podcast. We're going to have fun.
Did we say that?
No. Are you? Wait.
That was also inaccurate.
Wait, are you going to check on it? No? Then yes. Yes, we did.
All right. Before we start, too, look, guys, I got to tell you this. My knees itch. Both my knees. This, I can't believe this happened. I was outside exercising, came in. A mosquito must have followed me in. Literally, sometimes here in Florida, the mosquitoes like wait outside your door or like they follow you home and they come in with you. And this guy must have came in with me. And I'm working on my computer and I have very thick sweatpants on. And both my knees started to itch. And I'm like, what could that possibly be? And then I see a little mosquito arise from behind the desk and come at my face. And I had like a battle with him for about 3 minutes. I won in the end, but I didn't know mosquitoes can do that. I didn't know they could land on you and suck your blood through thick sweatpants. Is that only in Florida?
I'm sure in Florida they're bigger, thus they can go through more stuff. But it wouldn't shock me at all if they could go through a good 16th of an inch, quarter inch of something, because it's a very airy material, you know.
I just didn't know they could do it. I thought I was safe. It bothered me a lot. He paid.
So when he paid, was he full?
Yeah. Right. He was, well, I don't know if he was full, but he had he had something in there. Definitely yeah. substantial.
So you got all your right. own blood back? Good man, good man.
Yeah. Put it all back in the old body. It's all good to go now. Anyway, Eric, why don't you start us off today with some apps?
All righty. I've got this app called Vidibee. Vidibee. Let me paste this in there for the fellas at home, ladies and gentlemen at home. Vidibee is a different kind of idea. Basically, you take your phone and make a small, short, 15-second-ish Vine-type kind of video. I think Vine's 5 seconds. But these are video competitions. Somebody puts up an idea, and then there's a mini competition on who can make the best video about that subject. It's like a game show on your own phone with other people live.
Neat. What kind of contests?
Well, a lot of them are just for fun. I've noticed that. But there are some that have, if you see a little crown, or I think it was a crown or a cup or something on the video contest, then that means there's some kind of a prize. And I have yet to see one that actually tells me what kind of a prize you can win. It seems to be a lot of teenagers on here, though.
Yeah, the video is all that.
Well, not trying to sound dumb, but they have the most time to, in their leisure, browse this, see what a contest is, and then figure out a good video.
Right. Yeah, and they're used to watching 15-second videos anyway, so it's just perfect. It's definitely in their wheelhouse for their entertainment.
Squirrel!
Interesting.
But a lot of times you can just be the person who wins a lot of competitions, and that might be enough street cred for you to keep doing it, rather than actually winning something physical.
My stupid question, I mean, I'm sorry. What's the prize? I mean, is it a Bob Evans
prestige
gift certificate? It's a badge.
Fame, badges, yeah.
Oh, so you win nothing.
Well, I mean, I didn't, maybe. I mean, nothing substantial, like real, but that's pretty cool, though. I mean, if you can be like the king of Vidibee, if you like keep winning all the contests and stuff, like it keeps track of stats and stuff. As far as
I would just be lazy and find somebody who has a lot of awards and then just buy their account from them.
Account.
Yeah. Prizes won so far included private dance lessons, clothing discount vouchers, iTunes and Amazon store vouchers, and fame in the Vidibee community.
Fame in the Vidibee community. That's all I would do it for. That's all I need.
A little bit fame. Vidibee fame.
So what contest have you done, Eric?
I've not entered any. I've viewed a couple of them.
If you don't play, you can't win.
You know what? I should enter. I was looking at one earlier, and it was called the Bad Jokes. And the one video that I did see was a really bad joke, and it wasn't even really presented too well. I've got a great bad joke that I love to tell people. And
Dude.
Do you want me to tell it now, or do you want me to
tell it now? We'll submit this video if you want.
Well, I don't know if I can do that. I think you got to like record it live in the Vidibee app. But what's brown and sticky?
What?
A stick.
That is a bad joke. I'm writing that one down now.
I like it. Yeah. I think you could win.
I think I might try that after the show.
All right, cool. Can't wait. All right. Anything you have to add on this one, Dor?
I like competitions. I don't know if I have the mental capacity to, sit through it.
I think I was calling it Vidibee. It's Vidibee.
Vidibee.
Vidibee. I gotcha. Vidibee. I'm with you, Dor. I just don't have the, I think I don't have the drive. That's what I'm lacking. I don't think I have the drive to compete in Vidibee. Very cool though, Eric. Thanks, Vidibee from Mobile Video Services Limited. Thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
Dor, what you got?
Okay, this app, I will say first, initially comes with a double thank you. One to Kana St. Rose, Google Plus.
I know you love him. Listen, you want to buy him a beer.
No, listen. I've said many times when I share one of his things, thank you to him. And when He posts really good stuff. I go beneath and I thank him for the postings. But he said he was shocked that his name was mentioned last week in the show. I'll just say I'm shocked your name isn't mentioned more often, kind of, and on more different types of shows, because there's no doubt other communities leech off of your content as well. And then Todd Evans also emailed us this app. So this is a double accreditation, whatever. Thank you. It's called Snowball Beta. I'm guessing because it's in beta. What this attempts to do, okay, we have Google Hangouts. Google Hangouts is supposed to try to combine SMS and your Google Chats, okay? And your now Google Voice onto one siloed application to where you don't have to go to these other separate applications. This is taking it a step further. This is not by Google, by the way, okay? This is a one app download that can be your quote unquote one inbox for a large plethora of different chatting service, include Facebook Messenger app, WhatsApp, Snapchat, SMS, Hangouts, Twitter, Line, WeChat, Slack, and more apps coming. So hypothetically, I could have one application to interface with all of those different applications and do chat. I like the idea of not having to have 18 apps installed just to keep up with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great idea. As long as the user interface is as good as any of them individually, where it's not like you've got to sacrifice some UI for having one of your favorite apps included in the snowball.
Right.
Well, the video looks great as user interface.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say from my experience, I think they intelligently picked their first round of apps to have integrated, because most of those apps have horrible interfaces as far as I'm concerned. So I doubt you're going to lose quality. It might just be a shift in where buttons are, but I don't think you're going to lose a lot of functionality. Like, for instance, Skype app on Android, I will say, is a very good text app, picture app for chat. That's not integrated yet. That you might lose a little bit of something if they add that. But right now, what I just said, I think they do a good job with those apps.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Very needed. Snowball, it's beta.
I'm going to give it a try. Anything to make it easier.
Yeah.
That's nice. Less taps.
And again, big thanks to community. I've literally outsourced my brains. Like Leo Laporte says he's outsourced his brains to Google. I've outsourced my brains to people who communicate with Google Plus and myself and Podnuts in general. So, you know.
Good. Take a load off.
It just gives me a less to worry about contemplate process, be bothered with. I can just focus on the important things like bacon.
And Vegemite.
I did have bacon tonight, though, not Vegemite.
Yeah. You remember my diet I mentioned last week?
The one that I just probably aggravated you about by saying those things. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, I technically bacon's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's a little processed, but I would still eat it. I just basically pretend sugar and bread don't exist on the planet anymore. And it's going really, really good. I got like lots of energy. You just feel different. I'm not craving any crap. I went through some tough days and I caved on one day and I was at Village Inn and I had to have the peanut butter pie. And I had a peanut butter pie. But aside from that, I've been doing pretty darn good.
If you're going to go off the deep end for peanut butter pie, man, that's definitely, you did well. That's perfect.
Yeah, thanks. I figured like that was the ultimate thing I could get. So I spared no expense.
I will just say everything after peanut butter pie, I just ignored. You have me interested. I never heard of such a pastry dish before. I'm going to have to do some hands-on research in air quotes.
It's the best pie I've ever had. It's Village Inn peanut butter pie.
Even better than choux fleur? Better than pecan?
Oh, yeah. It has like, it's chocolate and peanut butter, and it's got like Reese's chunks in it. It's the best thing.
You want me to stop? You want me to finish the show, right?
Dude, I want to stop. I don't want to ruin my diet.
Yeah, you got to stop talking.
what are you going to put your Vegemite on then, Steve? What, you have that planned out yet?
No, I didn't think about that. I'm never going to get it anyway. It's not like Door's going to ship it.
That's true.
So I don't have to worry about that.
We could, I don't know, if you, maybe, can you put it on your finger and just lick it off?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, and by the way, guys, I actually have a video of Door tasting Vegemite the first time. Yeah, I recorded it. Actually, I recorded it on my cell phone, just pointing it at my screen. But yeah, so I'll post that in the AA club so all the privileged members can watch that.
Watch what? I'm still thinking about the pie.
I videoed you eating Vegemite when you did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
How many times have you eaten it since, Door? Have you developed a tolerance or a taste for it yet?
Well, technically numbers are zero, so I've ate it a number of times.
Zero is a number. Okay,
gotcha. A number of times. That app, by the way, was Snowball Beta that Door brought. And hey, remember how we talked about, well, you might not have listened to the show. If we do forget to say the name of the app, which might happen quite frequently because we just do, if you join the AAA club, Door sends out our app rundown every Friday. So all of our apps are right in there and they go right to your email box. So that is a super awesome thing we're doing. Who do we have to thank for that again?
Well, I'm thanking Door for it, but Door's thanking somebody who's
one of our listeners.
The guy, on Google Plus that pinged me and said, hey, you know what would be a good idea? That guy, him.
Yeah. Well, he's changing lives.
Gary? Just want you to know. Maybe Gary. Maybe Gary. Okay. I think it's Gary.
Thank you, Door.
Yes, and thank you, Door, for executing the idea. See, the idea has to be put into execution.
Excellence.
That's where Door comes in.
Excellence of execution. You're looking at him.
All right, Eric, what else do you got this week?
This one's for you, Steve Cherubino. This is called eDJing.
All right.
DJ Mixer, DJ Music Mixer Studio. This gives you two turntables.
Sounds rad.
Basically, you can scratch, you can load your music up into it, and you can mix from one to the other and scratch on them. There's probably a lot of other stuff it does too, but that's all I've really done with it. And that was fun.
Looks pretty nice.
It works well. I mean, it works better than any other. I've never been able to scratch like this before.
Really?
I never had an actual turntable to do it, you know, like two turntables like that.
So you're a pro already.
I feel like one. I don't know if I am. I feel like I could be.
Just hey, DJ Noob. Hey, you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Todd's DJ Noob. He might have already brought... recommended this, actually.
It looks vaguely familiar, but I'm not going to say it was ever brought to the show. But yeah, I have...
I thought it would have been, too. I looked in the spreadsheet, and it wasn't there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It looks awesome.
Now, I was just going to say, I only ask you to not forget one thing, Eric. Mm. It takes two to make a thing go right. Mm-hmm. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Yes.
Oh. When did that song come out? Is that a modern song?
Oh, very.
Can't be.
Very.
Yeah. Well, like 1992 modern.
Well, from...
It came from Door.
No, 82. More like 85.
No, it was 92.
Oh, no. I will put money on it. It was pre-87.
Right.
And I'll say, I don't know how much music today even still uses scratching because it all... sucks. So, you know.
The music of today?
Yeah, it's horrible. I'll just say this. I like a broad range of music, but I used to have a time where I actually did like, quote unquote, classical hip hop. At least now it would be called classical hip hop because it's nothing like what's out there today.
Yeah, I'm not a hip hop fan.
But I digress. So.
Yeah, it is. It's way different now. One thing I really like about this is it shows the album art on the albums. You know, like back in the day, if you had an actual vinyl album with a print on it like that, or a colored one, that was really, really something special. This makes every album special then. 1988, Door. So we split it right down the middle.
So close. I would say, if you call, I was 1 year off down the middle, I guess. Yeah, sure.
What'd you say? You said 90. You said 82. I said 92.
But then I didn't say 82. I said 84.
You said 87.
And then I adjusted it to say 87.
Oh, okay.
And he made a very bold claim. I can't remember what it was.
I know.
I'm going to adjust it to say 90 then. We're still right down the middle.
Okay.
All right. Cool. I like this one, Eric. Very cool stuff.
I actually paid for the extra version because it was on Amazon at one point, and I got gold turntables now. Like I can change the colors of the outside part, the rubber part that holds the albums.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty
Dude, stylish. That's worth it. That's worth it.
That sounds dope.
This is EDJing, DJ Mix, DJ Music Mixer Studio from DJIT. Awesome, dude. All right, Dor, what else do you got?
Okay, I constantly say, I mean, how, you know, our better third says he's not a gamer. I often say that I'm not a camera guy, I'm not a video guy, I'm not a picture-taking guy, but I found this camera app, a.k.a. somebody else wrote about it, and I saw it. Super interesting, called Camera 51- a Smart Camera. First, this has nothing to do with Area 51, so it's not going to show you aliens or UFOs. It's called Camera 51 for some unknown reason. I guess it's, let's see. If for some reason it says it's not compatible with any of my devices, yet I installed it on two of my devices. So I don't understand that. But it's a camera app that tries to suggest what it thinks algorithmically is a better picture. When you hold your phone up to take a picture, there'll be another little like shadow of your phone. It wants you to drag the middle of your phone into that place to better, quote unquote, frame your picture.
Really?
Interesting is the best way I can put it. I don't know if it does a good job. You know why? I don't take pictures. I don't know what is supposed to be good form, good scale, good aspect ratio, good any of that stuff that I don't understand or know. But I think it's a very interesting idea, and I'm always up for suggestions whenever I do take a picture, so I installed it.
Go ahead, Harry.
I recently heard about something called the rule of threes in photography, where you're supposed to divide it in three sections this way, from left to right, and three sections from top to bottom, and then I don't know.
I never heard of that. That sounds cool.
I don't
really play by the rules. I just take a picture that I think looks good. But I think there's a lot. I've seen a lot of pictures that people take that are bad. So I think this is an awesome app for people who have no sense of composition. And I think that they should follow these guidelines no matter what it tells you to do. It'll probably be better than the pictures you're taking.
And that's you just hit my logic. I know I have no clue what I'm doing. It can only improve my pictures, is my logic. And I do believe I did hear about that rule of threes things, Eric, because I did try to listen to a podcast, Tips from the Top Floor, professional photograph guy. After listening to that podcast, I understood how someone who has no interest in computers would listen to me. The whole time just having not a clue of any of the references that I'm saying.
Right. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a try.
I've gotten into topics like that before where it's just all the terminology is so brand new. It's completely over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, give it a try. But I can't imagine you would take bad pictures, Eric.
I got complimented on a picture recently. It lined up. It had a good focal and all this stuff. I didn't know, you know, the aperture was correct and all this stuff. It was totally by accident. It was taken from a boat of the shoreline at night on a camera phone, but it was still considered a good picture.
Nice, man.
Okay, super quick.
You're natural.
Super quick, Eric. I don't want to discount your picture.
Oh.
But of course, that following word had to be but. I'll just say I'm going to find it hard to believe that that picture was better than the picture I saw of Josh Knucklehead Tech that was submitted to a newspaper where he was wearing an Android App Addict shirt.
Well, no, yeah, I totally agree with you there.
That was just cool.
Does he want us to talk about that? Because I'm happy to promote that.
I think it's okay to say it. I don't want to, you know, invade his privacy kind of thing.
He won a contest.
Well, his son won some kind of contest. And when he was asked, can we take a picture? He said, he looked down at his shirt and said, come over right now. So
I'm jealous because his shirt was the blue one.
I know. I didn't think I would like that blue one. I saw it. It looked good.
It looked good.
I will say, if anyone out there has their picture taken for any public reason, even if it's a local community news flyer, make sure you're wearing your Android App Addicts pick and please share it with us, because that was awesome. That literally made my day.
Wear your shirt too.
Well, yeah. Your Android App Addicts shirt. That's what I mean. Yeah.
What did Dora say?
He said to wear the picture, but you should wear the shirt in when they take the picture.
Yes.
You don't want to wear your picture when they take the shirt.
That will be a vortex in time and space, and we don't want that. But Steve, I'm just going to take this opportunity live on the show to ask you, I don't care. Would you consider doing another shirt thing, Teespring? Or something?
I'm thinking of just getting a couple shirts made and what, for giveaways?
I was just going to say put them up for sale thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always open for a Teespring.
Christmas time. Yeah. It's right around the corner, man.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Both of the girls who worked for me, when I showed them I didn't get a chance to show them, but I told them how someone was taken with a photograph with our shirt on in a newspaper, they both were like, you have shirts? Oh, well, yeah, shirts. Well, we want one. I go, we got ties, we got mugs, we got coffee cups, we got, you know.
Lingerie.
I didn't tell him that. You know that. that's not appropriate.
Well, and can I ask you a question, Steve? Do you remember when the last one was? Was it more than a year ago?
It feels like it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And because I just stopped and thought how I pound that shirt. I wear it every week. Mm-hmm. And I wear the hoodie that you gifted me. Thank you, sir. Every time it's cool. Every time it's below, you know, 70 out or whatever, I wear it. I don't wear a coat anymore. I wear my hoodie.
Wow.
Because my coat doesn't have Android App Addicts on it. So I use both of them, and they both, I don't want to say look brand new, but they look unbattered.
Really?
Yeah, they're holding up great.
I think so too. Yeah, they're
awesome.
Quality material.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do a Teespring. I think it's gonna, we'll pick the same URL. I can't remember what it was. It was teespring.com/AAAT shirt. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think we'll just make it teespring.com/AAAT shirt.
If you're in the club, you'll find out way before everybody else.
That's right. We'll
be in the newsletter. Wink, wink.
All right. Cool, man. These were good apps, boys. Got some real solid ones here in this show. Why don't we end it off and call it a completed show? Sound like a plan?
I love when a plan comes together.
All right. Dude, do you want to say anything to folks before we end off?
Thanks, everyone. Do not forget podnuts.com/AAA club. Boom, shakalaka.
Absolutely. Eric, did you want to say anything else?
Bingo. No.
And I think it is time, now that we have the club established, that we should probably think of a cooler name. I just wanted to start it with an easy URL. I know we could think of something cool like the Addicted Club or something like that. So if you guys think of cool names for the club, send it in and maybe we'll change the name to something cooler.
And but overdose.
For now, it's.
And if you think of hand gestures, like signs to throw, that would be good too.
The addict sign. Basically, you find a way to suck in all the fat out of your cheekbones and hold it back so all you see is cheekbones and then like make your teeth fall out. That's the addict sign.
Why? Because that's the logo?
Yeah, it looks like an addict.
Oh, an addict. Yeah, if you guys want a video of the gang doing gang signs of AAA, send them to us, definitely. We'll do a, what's that contest site? We'll do that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it already. Viddy B.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a Viddy B contest.
Great.
Best AAA gang signs. All right. That's going to be it for the show. Oh, wait. My name's Steve Cherubino, guys. I always forget to introduce myself. So I won't do that anymore. I have to remember to do that. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's show. See you next time.